The Mike Smith Show continues.
All right, let's talk about BC pharmacists now and the expanded powers and authority that they have. Pharmacists have been asking for a long time. Look, let us do more. Allow us to renew more prescriptions. Allow us to provide more services. And they say this only makes sense. We've got a healthcare system under stress. We talked about this earlier on the show. People can't get in to see a family doctor in many cases. Pharmacists saying, look, let us help. Let us expand the services we can provide. And it's happening. It's happening in British Columbia. Pharmacists do have expanded roles now, and people are responding. The number of people visiting pharmacists is up quite dramatically. We'll tell you all about that. And on June 1st, get set for more authority now for pharmacists in our province. Got a great guest standing by in this, Christine Antler. Let's have a listen to a couple of pharmacists here making this point. This is pharmacist Michael Demian. Have a listen.
I think pharmacists are just excited for the opportunity to use more of our education and be able to help our patients besides just, you know, here's your prescription, here's how to take it.
Yeah, so it's just one pharmacist's voice there calling for expanded authority and let us provide more services. Here's pharmacist Carlene Oleksik.
A lot of times we know our patients really well. We see a lot of our patients over and over again, much more often than any other healthcare professional. So having that type of convenience is really timely care for the patient.
Okay, let's discuss now with my guest, Christine Antler. Christine is Regional Director for Pharmacy at PharmaSave, and I'm very pleased to welcome Christine to the show. Christine, thank you for coming on today.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Mike. Pleasure to be here.
You bet. It's great to have you. So let's talk a little bit about the situation we have now. When did the government expand some of this authority to pharmacists in BC? That happened last fall, right?
Yeah, that's right. BC's Health Minister, Adrian Dix, made the announcement at the end of September 2022, and that pharmacist scope or the role that pharmacists would play in the BC health system was going to expand. And it expanded in a two-phase approach. So the first phase started mid-October, where pharmacists gained the ability to renew a wider variety of prescriptions, as well as administer more medications by injection. So previously, we had pharmacists had the ability to provide immunizations, but starting in October, more medications became available to be administered by injection at a community pharmacy or by a pharmacist. And so upcoming, we'll have additional scope coming June 1st with some minor ailment prescribing and contraceptive services. But we've seen some really positive results for that first phase already. So that's really exciting for us to see.
Yeah, I think a lot of this makes sense. I remember before these reforms were brought in, and I know I'm not alone here. I'm being frustrated to try and go in and renew a prescription and being told, oh, sorry, the prescription's expired, or you have to go back to a doctor's office to get it renewed. And I'm like, are you kidding? You can't do this for me. Like, so can you tell me a little bit about what sort of medications were expanded last fall, where a pharmacist now can simply renew a prescription? That was expanded, right?
Yeah, so that was expanded. There were a couple of things that expanded, and I'll be clear, you know, the pharmacist does do an assessment and make sure that it is appropriate for the patient to have that prescription renewed. It's not an automatic renewal. There is a process in place. But a couple of things happened in October. One is that a number of prescriptions, or the vast majority of prescriptions, had their expiry extended. So it used to be for 1 year, and it was extended now, and now is available for 2 years. So you get a little bit more grace period, a little bit more time with that prescription. And then additional medications, you know, previously there were some restrictions and some limits placed on what could be renewed. Mental health medications is one in particular. So people who are taking medications for, you know, depression or anxiety or other mental health conditions, they had to go see their physician or the prescriber. They weren't able to have those renewed or extended by pharmacists, which is now available, and that's fantastic news for everybody.
Yeah, okay, that's very interesting. And then you mentioned the expanded medication injections, right? So a lot of people now are familiar with going to the pharmacy to get a flu shot or a COVID shot. So that's a lot more common now, right?
Yeah, exactly. So pharmacists have long played a role in immunization campaigns, obviously flu campaigns, the provincial COVID immunization campaign that's been going on for, you know, well over a decade. In October, pharmacists became able to administer other medications for by injection. So things like vitamin B12 is often administered by injection. And previously, you'd see a patient who had to, you know, they got their prescription, go to the pharmacy to get the product and get it dispensed, and then would have to go and make another appointment to go back to their family doctor or nurse practitioner to get that injected. And that can be sometimes even once a month. So that's, you know, time off work, transportation, challenges, things like that. So now with that prescription in hand, you know, they can go to their community pharmacy, get it filled, and then get it injected right there as well if they choose.
Right. That's convenient for a lot of people. Speaking to Christine Antler from PharmaSave. So as a result of that, so now the numbers are in, and you've seen quite a large increase here in the number of pharmacy visits, correct?
I'd say the number of renewals and adaptations or adjustments of prescriptions certainly has increased. I don't know that I'll translate that directly into visits, but what we're seeing is, you know, in the months before the changes, so before October 2022, we're seeing just under, you know, 30,000 prescriptions being renewed or adapted by BC pharmacists per month. After October, with that change, that has gone up to over 60,000 per month. So that's 120% increase that we're actually seeing. So that's all of those visits or renewals, and whether that's, you know, additional paperwork going back and forth between the pharmacy and the physician's office, or a physical visit from the patient to their family doctor, and I'll say, you know, if they have a family doctor, that's reduced. And for those patients who don't have a family doctor, you know, we definitely saw some people who their doctor has retired and they had some challenges finding a new physician. So that gives their community pharmacist, who they see, you know, really regularly. We see a lot of pharmacists are often have a lot of high quality touch points with their community, with their patients, and they know them very well. So when a patient loses their family doctor because they retire or move or, you know, change practice locations, that pharmacist is now able to extend care and provide additional care, make sure that patient is well taken care of.
Right. And so let's talk a little bit about some of the expanded services that will be offered. This is kicking in on June 1st, right? What happens then?
Yeah, so starting on June 1st, this is that second phase that the minister talked about back in September. And pharmacists in BC are going to be able to do assessments for minor ailments. So things like urinary tract infections that don't have additional complications, patients who have cold sores, or if you think you have shingles, you know, for example, those conditions, and there will be a list of them, they can be assessed by a pharmacist. And then if the pharmacist does determine that the most appropriate course of treatment is a prescription, they will then have the authority to write that prescription for you.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I'm taking a look at the list of minor ailments that will kick in here on June 1st that pharmacists can assess and treat here. So, like you mentioned, shingles and a few others, hay fever on there on the list, pink eye, dermatitis, acid reflex, reflux, hemorrhoids, insect bites, hives. I mean, you know, yeast infections, like these are like common, right? Minor. Is that how you would describe them?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, really common. And for a lot of people, they, you know, while they're common, they can be really uncomfortable, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they can progress if not treated, right? So we think about something like shingles, you know, it's important to get treatment started as soon as possible. So having that ability, you know, and we know community pharmacies are open longer hours on weekends and things. So having that ability to get and seek care opens up that other option for patients and British Columbians to find care. We know that there are, walk-ins can be a challenge. Even now, telemedicine, and if you're looking online to see a physician through telemedicine, there can be long waits there as well. So, just giving a little bit more capacity, a little bit more space, and we're really excited to see the impacts of that coming forward.
Right. Speaking of that, like the challenges of walk-ins, et cetera, like we talked about how popular this program has been here since it was rolled out last fall, the 120% increase that you described. Now on June 1st, which is just a couple of weeks away, it's going to be expanding again. How are pharmacists managing this right now? You've got the increased number of people coming in, increased number of prescriptions. Are pharmacists now finding it a little overwhelming, or is it being managed pretty well in your experience?
Well, I think there's going to be a diversity there, and I think all pharmacists in other provinces have shown that this can be adapted to and managed. And I think in BC here, we've been looking at other provinces and looking at the capacity and the scope there. So really exciting to see that coming forward to BC. I think, there will be an adjustment period for sure. I think anytime there's something new, and we can all relate to that in our own lives, anytime you're doing something new, it takes some adjustment and some change, but I think on the whole, I'd just say, speak with your local pharmacy or local pharmacists and see how they're incorporating that within their practice. It's all going to look a little bit different.
Yeah. Are there any safeguards being built in to make sure that this all goes well? I mean, patient safety is primary, of course. So if you're expanding the services here that pharmacists can provide, will this be monitored to make sure people are being assessed properly and accurately, and they're being prescribed the accurate medications and therapies?
Yeah, that's a great question, and there is mandatory training put in place by our provincial college, the College of Pharmacists of BC. So they're the authority and the regulatory body that is involved in patient safety and making sure that things are happening correctly within pharmacy. It's a regulated profession. But I'd also say, remember that pharmacists are assessing these conditions on a regular basis already. So patients are coming into pharmacies asking for advice and recommendations for things that you called out, things like yeast infections, for hemorrhoids, for acid reflux. And pharmacists are either, recommending over-the-counter products, or are, referring to a prescriber. And pharmacists, we are highly trained medication experts.
Right.
So every time a pharmacist fills a prescription, that pharmacist is assessing for safety for you, for that patient. They're assessing for effectiveness for the condition that it's being used for. And they're assessing to make sure that it's necessary for you to take that medication.
Right.
So that's part of the day-to-day practice that goes on behind the pharmacy counter that you might not always see. But that's what's going on in the pharmacist's brain as they're filling that prescription for you. So these processes are already happening. The conditions, by and large, are, ones that pharmacists are already recommending over-the-counter treatments for.
Okay, lots going on. Busy time for pharmacists. Christine, thank you for coming on today to talk about it.
Oh, thanks, Mike. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Christine Entler there from PharmaSave. What do you think about those expanded services at pharmacists now? They'll be able to assess and prescribe for these common ailments like acid reflux, hemorrhoids, cold sores. Is that a good idea? Let me know what you think. 604-280. Do you think it should be expanded even more? Let me know. 604-280-9898 is the number to call me. Star 9898 on your cell. This is Mike Smith back with your calls.
Now, back to the Mike Smith Show.
Well, that's very interesting that they are expanding the services available at BC Pharmacists here. This kicks in on June 1st now. So when you go to your local pharmacy, your pharmacist will be able to assess and prescribe drugs for a long list of minor ailments, hay fever, shingles, pink eye, dermatitis, acid reflux, hemorrhoids, others on the list. Is this the right thing to do? Squeeze a call in here of Stephen in Burnaby. Hi, Stephen. Go ahead.
Hello. Good morning. Yes, I think this is a great idea. I think this is long overdue. Pharmacists are well trained. They've been to university for many years. They know what they're doing. I have a cousin who is a pharmacist, and she's extremely knowledgeable on what is needed. And even so, when my aunt was diagnosed with cancer, her daughter was able to screen the drugs that her doctors, multiple doctors, were giving her and seeing which ones would react negatively, because sometimes the doctors don't even talk to each other. So I think this is exactly the right direction the province needs to be taking, especially since we have a doctor shortage.
Yeah, thank you for that, Stephen. I tend to agree with you here. I got a buddy of mine who's a pharmacist as well, and I've always been super impressed with his dedication to his profession. I've got good service at the pharmacy in my neighborhood that I visit, so it'll be interesting to see how this goes. I think they do need to keep an eye on it, make sure that this is working well, that people are being accurately diagnosed and being given the proper medications. But as you heard the guest describe there, that is the plan. Thank you for your calls on that one.